with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased to be joined once again by the Linfield High School football coach, Pat LaMusta. And Pat, welcome back. How are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing well, doing well. And you guys, Linfield out in front. Tell me a little bit about how things are going, because, you know, Manchester Essex last week, 29-0, and they're thin, I know that, but they're very competitive.
Yeah, absolutely. They, you know, watching the game before the Amesbury game, you know, it was definitely eye-opening for us, you know, and because we had a trouble with Amesbury in our scrimmage at the beginning of the year. So, you know, we try to teach our guys to take every opponent seriously and not look at scores and all that. But I think we had an okay week of practice going into Man Essex. It could have been better. But at the end of the day, we have some senior leadership all over the field that, you know, when push comes to shove, all sorts of guys will rise to the occasion, whether it's Jack Ford, fumble recovery, return for a touchdown, Blake Peters, Austin making some plays, throwing the ball, Bakari, two interceptions. So, I mean, just very fortunate to have some senior leadership, big play type of people all over the field.
Well, you know, it seems like your guys have the eye on the prize, and they're playing, as you said, they take every opponent seriously. And I remember Paul Ingram is a good friend of mine, and working with Paul over the years, you take every opponent as though, you know, they're a Super Bowl opponent. And you have to, and that shows respect for the other team as well. But I want to ask you, you know, Austin Sutera, Jack, for those guys, we're used to seeing the numbers every week, and you still get those. Pat, could you mention a lineman up front or two that you really rely on, who maybe doesn't get his name in the paper quite so much, but he's doing the job for you?
Absolutely. Probably the hardest working player in the program for the past few years, Nicholas Murata. He's a senior. He's playing center this year. He's played guard last year, or in 2019. We've moved him around. He's played D-line. He's battling some hamstring stuff this season, and he's kind of pushed through it. And he is our like, keystone guy on the offensive line. And Nico, you know, he's a great example of a guy who's someone who might not get his name in the paper all the time, but one of the reasons DJ Cappuccetti has some decent-sized holes in A-gap is Nico Murata. And then on the left-hand side, the Ballion brothers, Trent and Evan Ballion, seniors, just working in tandem. And, you know, we've been able to run behind those guys, too, as well. So definitely thankful to have kind of a left side, two brothers on the left side protecting Austin's blind side. And then we got two juniors on the right-hand side, you know, who are learning fast, Makai Peters and Nick Marcinowski. So it's a nice group of offensive linemen. Sam Gazzett is a sophomore on the D-line. You know, he's not all over the newspapers yet either, but, you know, he's an assignment guy. He gets in his gap, and next thing you know, other guys are making plays. So we're excited to see what Sam Gazzett can do the rest of this season and the next few years.
Geez, I'm glad you pointed that out, Coach, because, you know, what you just said, he gets in the gap, and he makes it enables other guys to make the plays, and that's so important in a team concept. So the kids get that, because sometimes they want the stats, they want to be the hero, but they got to get down and dirty in the trenches, and obviously they're doing that. You're teaching them to do that.
And it hasn't been easy. I mean, you have guys that all want to make the tackle, but each week the team defense concept gets a little bit better. Guys are holding their gaps. Guys that are supposed to hold the edge are holding the edge. So each week it's gotten a little bit better in terms of, you know, sticking to your responsibility and not trying to make every play and putting the team at risk.
Well, discipline is so important, Coach, both on the field and in the classroom. And you know, obviously they're getting it. So congratulations with that. One other question before we talk about the upcoming game. In terms of practice, Coach, I don't know. A lot of teams have enough players that they're able to put kids out there to challenge your starters, but sometimes those kids don't even get into a game maybe. How are your practices set up? Do you have kids who will challenge your starters?
So it's a challenge every year to make sure you have a good scout team.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very, very fortunate to have pretty good numbers. I think we're the only Cape Ann League team that's playing three levels right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm fortunate. I got a big sophomore class that really fills out a nice scout team, and they're all so competitive. They all want to, they're all chopping at the bit to play varsity.
Sure, you know? Sure.
And
yep.
I almost have to tell them to slow down. They get after it. So, we have a great sophomore group that's really pushing, our starters. So, we've been very fortunate. Not every team has that. I know, you know, some teams have had trouble getting guys out on the field for this, pandemic season. I was tough to hear about Georgetown not getting enough guys.
Right.
I know a lot of teams had to kind of scrap their JV or their freshman team. So, we're very, very fortunate that we have a lot of kids that want to play.
Well, that's good to hear. And this is sort of a championship week type thing coming up. You and Ipswich have led the way. Two different kinds of offenses. Ipswich sort of changing its offense a little bit, but still staying on the ground. And you guys like to go to the air. So tell me about what we should expect this weekend.
Oh, it's always a fun game. I hope you can go. Oh, my gosh. Ever since... Even my last year as an assistant, it was a close game, you know, under Neil Weidman at their place. And then my first year as head coach, it was at our place, and it was close. It was down to the last drive. And then Bakari's game-winning touchdown, you know, in 2019. And this year, I think I said it to you 2 years ago. It's going to be a classic. I think it'll be a really good game. And you'll see two different styles. And I think that's what's fun about it for anyone who's going to spectate the game. You know, Coach Vassette is a great coach, and he's moved to the wing T this year. You know, and anyone who tries to put in a wing T, you know, offense in a shortened season.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, yeah.
A lot of credit, right? Yeah, because the wing T is one of the hardest, in my opinion, I think a lot of coaches agree, it's one of the harder offenses to prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you gotta kind of teach a scout team how to run the wing tee in a couple days, you know?
Yep.
It should be a great game. There's great players on both sides of the ball. I expect it to be a pretty hard hitting game too. At the end of the day, like what we say on Thursday, the horse is in the barn and the barn door's closed. And you just got to go out and play.
That's it. And you guys have, and again, congratulations, Pat, on a great season so far and all the great work that you and all the other coaches in the league do to keep these kids safe and to get them a great experience this spring. Thank you so much. And I will probably bug you again next week.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. That's Pat LaMusta, who is the Linfield High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.